Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hello, this is Heather again. I had called in previously about my daughter who had dreams in regards to someone deceased that my husband grew up with, coming to her in dreams and telling her various things. One of the things that she had recently told her, and it didn't make a lot of sense to me, my nephew, when she told me, my nephew had a vehicle, it was a truck, and she said, every time she, and she's 13, she's still having these dreams. I know this is one of the things that you and Carol and I don't know, maybe even Harper had discussed. Maybe this is something she would grow out of. Thus far, she has not. She still has the dreams and still lets me know some she can and cannot tell me. So one day she woke up and was like, Mama, I had the worst dream ever. It was about my cousin, and I won't say his name, we'll call him B. And she's like, he was in an accident. I said, he was in an accident. And she's like, yes, he was in an accident. And she said, it was a bad one. I think he was okay, but it was bad. I think it totaled his vehicle. She said, she told me it's like, they all start out, she's like, she's over a platform and look down with this lady who has passed on, and she shows her things. And one of the things she showed her was my nephew getting into a car accident. And she said she could see ahead of my nephew. And my nephew was like, what is that? What is that? And she said he was so confused and so discombobulated in the dream. And she said it just didn't make any sense, and it was a different colored vehicle, excuse me, I'm sorry, than what he had. So she's like, that threw me for a loop. And she's like, I know what he saw on the road, because what was that? He ended up hitting something and totaling his vehicle. She didn't want to, she told the lady that takes her into these dreams, her name is Dana. She was like, Dana, get me out of here. I don't want to know if he's injured bad, you know, please remove me. And she does. So, she can, I guess she isn't forced to stay in a dream that she's not comfortable with. So time passes. I kind of forget about things and the color of the vehicle. And my nephew actually gets a new vehicle. It is that color. I didn't think anything about it. Unfortunately, he had gotten behind the wheel irresponsibly. And he says he doesn't know what he hit, or he knows he didn't hit. It was not a hit or run. It wasn't anything of that nature. It was kind of out in the country, so it wasn't like, I know he filed a police report. I'm not sure where it's going from there, but everything that was described by my nephew that he could remember was what Lily, my daughter, had described. And on top of that, she had even went into greater detail as like how he was just confused and seeing things that weren't there and just not himself and very shook up and just very, again, just discombobulated, and I'm assuming intoxicated, which at the time, you know, Lily doesn't know much about that. She's not been raised about it, so she didn't know what all that was. But now looking back on it, it all makes sense, and it all, so anyway, she does still have this ability. She does still come to me, and she's like, Mama, there are some things that I can tell you. There's some things that I cannot. So I think when in that situation where she was so scared and thinking that something was going to happen to her, cousin, she went ahead and told me just because she felt so scared. But, again, there's things that she tells me and things that she does not. But I just wanted to share that with you because I know there were some things that, like, will she grow out of this? I don't know. Again, she's 13. So could she? Absolutely. Could she not? Absolutely. We're just taking it one day at a time and trying to handle it the best that we can. And I appreciate everyone's advice and being able to call in and have a relatable audience without judgment. I thank you guys for everything that you do, and have a blessed day. Thank you.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.